One man in more than 100 dead in one day. Their memorials among the bricks they used to defend themselves. One son with one aim now, not only to avenge his father's death 8 years ago, but ready to defend his homeland from the might of Russia's military. Volodymyr Bondarchuk points to where snipers were posted. He's an IT engineer and a military reservist and expects to be called up very soon. Like so many who died here, Volodymyr's father, Sergei, didn't look like a revolutionary. He was a schoolteacher. Sergei was alive when his fellow protesters rushed him to a makeshift clinic in a hotel reception area. He'd been shot in the back and died later.
I know who guilty in this situation, and part of regime Yanukovych, and first of all, it's a Russian Federation, and of course, Putin.
On the morning of February the 20th, 2014, a truce was broken as police suddenly retreated. Then came a barrage of bricks from the protesters, answered with gunfire. In hindsight, they call it the Revolution of Dignity. On that day, as I witnessed, it was anything but dignified.
Once again, the square is a battle zone. The truce had seemed tenuous from the outset here. Now the front line has moved. Everywhere you look, there are casualties.
Maidan, Euromaidan, Freedom Square, the Angel Monument, words, names, symbols that for many years have made Vladimir Putin seethe. He's fanatical about Ukrainians being part of Russia. Yet this country now has more than 30 years of independence behind it. It may be a democracy that's imperfect, but the vast majority of Ukraine's people turned their back on Soviet autocracy and want to be part of Europe with membership of NATO for protection. But at what cost? There's conflict in the east of the country with Russian-backed separatists and the annexation of Crimea by Russia. Are you prepared to die for this cause?
Yes, I'm ready, and all other Ukrainian people are ready for this, and it's most important to protect our country, our families, and for this we did everything what we can.
More than 14,000 lives already lost in conflict. Volodymyr and many others know only too well the human cost so far could be dwarfed by all-out war. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Kiev.